And hear all of you read together.
好，我们第二处的时候，每一个人都要读的哈。
Let us all read together.
读主的话对我们是有很大的意义的，所以我们每一个人都要读第四章22节到24节。
Chapter 4, verse 22 to 24.
好，第二十二节，就要脱去你们从前行为的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐败坏的。又要将你们的心智换一新，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象添的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
That in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self,which is in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth.
我们再读三十节。
Verse 30.
刚才很多人都读了，不过读的声音还不够大。
Please read louder this time.
所以我们这次读的时候啊，多用一点力气好不好？好，我们读三十节。
Verse 30.
不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
读得非常好啊，这就是我们应该读圣经的那个方式。
Very good.
好，我们下面都要那样读了。第五章。
Chapter 5.
我们要读15到18节。
Verse 15 to 18.
15节。你们要慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何，不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise,making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what is the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
第六章第十节和第十一节。
Chapter 10, verse 10 to 11.
好，第十节，我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God, so that you will be able to stand firm against the scheming of the devil.
十三节。
Verse 13.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm.
最后十八节。
Verse 18.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告的祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。
With all prayer and a petition pray at all time in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and a petition for all the saints.
我们再一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢赞美你的恩典，早晨你这样恩待我们，能够聚在你的脚前。
Lord, we thank you for your mercy that you gather us together before your feet this morning.
主啊，我们的祷告像诗歌所说，求你来启示我们。
And then our prayer is like the song says, Lord, reveal yourself to us.
让我们看见只有你是最真实的。
Let us to see that you are the real God.
我们感谢你把圣灵赐给我们。
We thank you to give the Holy Spirit to us.
在我们的里面亲自来启示和教导我们。
And he teaches us and reveals yourself to us.
因此早晨我们在你话语的面前，我们祈求圣灵来光照我们众人。
May the Holy Spirit enlighten all of us in your words.
能够进入你话语的真实。
So we can enter into the reality of your words.
在你圣灵的 这个工作的里面，你的话就成为一面镜子。
In the work of your Holy Spirit, your words is like the mirror.
让我们众人都能够得益处。
So that we will all, it's all beneficial to us.
我们要把软弱的器皿交在你的面前。
We will place this weak vessel before you.
因为我们离了神，什么事情都不能做。
Because we cannot do anything depart with you.
我们也把我们众弟兄姊妹也仰望在你的面前。
We will look upon all brothers and sisters to you.
我们仰望主的怜悯在我们的当中。
We look upon your mercy.
我们把下面的时间交在主的手中。
We place the following time in your hands.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.Amen.
早晨我们读到以弗所书第四章十一节十二节的时候，那是我们非常熟悉的一段圣经。
We're all familiar with Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 and 12.
他告诉我们说，神赐给我们有使徒、先知，有传福音的，有教师和牧师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
It tells us that God have given us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and then to let us to our service and to build up the body of Christ.
那我要问弟兄姊妹一个问题。
I will ask you a question.
是谁来建立基督的身体？
And who's responsible to build up the body of Christ?
如果你读这两节圣经的话，你会有一个印象，好像神所赐的先知啊、使徒啊、传福音的教师和牧师是为要建立基督的身体。
And who's responsible? It seems like it's the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. They are responsible for building up the body of Christ.
这也是今天许多在地上圣徒的一个想法。
This is many things what they think.
我不知道我们当中有没有弟兄姊妹也是这样的想法。
I don't know if you think the same way.
是先知、是使徒、是传福音教师和牧师他们的责任来建立基督的身体。
Are the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, are they responsible to build up the body of Christ?
但是如果你仔细来读这个圣经的时候，
But if you read it carefully,
你发现神所赐的这些恩赐，他们的责任不过是成全圣徒，各尽其职。
But the gifts that the Lord gave it to them is they will, their responsibility is for equipping the saints for the work of service.
然后是全体圣徒的责任来建立基督的身体。
It is everyone, the whole saints, the saints in all to build up the body of Christ.
所以这是头一件事情我们今天要把它说得非常的清楚。
We need to make it clear, This is the first point. We need to make it clear.
不是神所赐的恩赐要建立基督的身体。
It is not a gift from the Lord to build up the body of Christ.
他们不过是成全圣徒。
They are just for equipping up the body of Christ, the saints.
是所有圣徒的责任来建立基督的身体。
It is all saints' responsibility to build up the body of Christ.
也许这是你今天的第一个惊讶。
Maybe this is the first surprise to you today.
但是呢，今天我还要给你第二个惊奇。
And I will give you a second surprise.
这第二个惊奇是什么呢？
What is the second surprise?
就是我们不够资格来建立基督的身体。
We are not qualified to build up the body of Christ.
那你就觉得这很奇怪了。
And then you think that's surprising.
你先告诉我们说是圣徒的责任来建造基督的身体。
First of all, you said it is the saints' responsibility to build up the body of Christ.
然后你又说我们没有资格来建立基督的身体。
Then you say we're not qualified to build up the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，谁有资格来建立基督的身体呢？
Brothers and sisters, who are qualified to build up the body of Christ?
你记得在大卫要为神建立圣殿的时候，
Do you remember when David tried to build up a house for the Lord?
神说你岂可建造殿宇给我居住呢？
And then God told him, "How can you build up a house for me to dwell?"
换句话说，神告诉大卫，你没有资格为我建造殿宇。
In another word, God told David that you're not qualified to build up a house for me.
所以连大卫也没有资格来为神建造殿宇。
Even David is not qualified to build a house for God.
那谁可以为神建造殿宇呢？
Then who can build up the house for God?
谁有资格来建立基督的身体呢？
Who are qualified to build up the body of Christ?
神就对大卫说，
God told David,
你不能为我建造殿宇，
You shall not build a house,
但是我要为你建立家室，
But I will build a house for you。
如果我为你建立家室，然后你的后裔所罗门必为我建造殿宇。
If I build a house for you, then your son Solomon will build a house for me.
所以我们就发现，什么人能够建造为神建造殿宇呢
？So we discovered who are qualified to build up the house for God.
乃是那些人让神为他先建立了家室。
Those are the people who let God build up a house for them.
今天我们没有资格来建立基督的身体。
We're not qualified to build up the body of Christ.
如果神没有先为我们建立家室。
Unless God first built a house for us first.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣经里面一个非常宝贵的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a precious thing from the Bible.
也许你今天你有心像大卫一样说，我要来建立基督的身体。
Maybe you have a heart desire like David. I want build up a body of.Of Christ.
神会跟你说，你岂可为我建立殿宇呢
？And God said to David, you shall not build a house for.
让我先为你建立家室。
Let me build a house for you first.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们要在主的面前来思考一件事：我们有没有让神为我们建立家室
？Let us think of this question first. Do we allow God build up a house for us?
神先要为大卫来建立家室，然后大卫的后裔才可以为神建造殿宇。
God built up a house for David first, then the descendant of David then are qualified to build up a house for God.
是神先爱了我们，我们才能够爱神。
It is God love us first, then we love him.
没有一个人是先爱神的。
Nobody love God first.
是神先爱了我们，我们才能够爱神。
It is him love us first, then we love him.
是神先服侍了我们，我们才能够服侍神。
It is the Lord served us first, then we serve him.
没有一个人没有接受神的服侍，他能够服侍神的。
No one can serve God unless he allowed God serve him.
是神先给我们，我们才能够来给神。
It is God gave us first, then we can give back to him.
如果神没有给我们的话，我们没有什么可以给神的。
If God didn't give us something, there's nothing we can give back to him.
因此同样，当我们想到建立基督的身体的时候，
Same as when we think of build the body of Christ.
我们是没有资格来建立基督的身体的。
We're not qualified to.
除非神来建造我们的家室。
Unless God build a house for us first.
所以你读以弗所书的时候，你发现以弗所书分成两个段落。
When you read the book of Ephesians, you will see it's divided into two parts.
从第一章第一节到第四章十六节，讲到什么是基督的身体。
From chapter 1.To chapter 4 verse 16 is talking about what is the body of Christ.
然后从四章十六节到六章二十四节讲到如何来建立基督的身体。
And then from chapter 4 verse 17 to chapter 4 verse 24 and talking about to build up the body of Christ.
但是你读到这个四章十六节和到六章二十四节的时候，
When you read from chapter 4 verse 16 to chapter 6 verse 24,
你好像看不出来他在讲建造基督的身体。
It seems you didn't see it's talking about to building up the body of Christ.
他讲到三件事情。
It's talking about three things.
他讲到要做一个新造，做一个新人。
It's talking about we need be a new self.
他讲到要做一个智慧的人。
It's talking about we need be a wise man.
怎么样做父亲，做母亲，做丈夫，做妻子，做主人，做仆人。
How to be a husband, a wife, a parent, a children, a servant, and a master.
然后他讲到要做一个刚强的人。
And then becomes a strength.
与属天空属灵界的恶魔来征战。
And we are against the power in the air on earth.
所以这是那个四章十六节到六章二十四节的内容。
This is the content from chapter 4.For verse 13 to chapter 6, verse
讲到我们要做一个新人。
And talking about we need be a new self.
讲到我们需要做一个智慧的人。
And talking about we need be a wise man.
讲到我们需要做一个刚强的人。
And talking about we need be courageous.
那你说这和建造基督的身体有什么关系呢？
And then what is this related to building up the body of Christ?
因为只有一个新人才能够建立基督的身体。
Because only a new man can build up the body of Christ.
因为这第四章 这里面讲的不是律法。
Because in chapter 4 is not talking about law.
有的时候我们把这个以弗所书四章、五章、第六章啊，把它当作在新约的律法。
And sometimes we regard this as a law for chapter Ephesians chapter 4 to 6.
那比如说我们读到第四章26节说，生气不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落。
For example, when you read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, it says, angry and yet do not sin, do not let the sun go down on your anger.
我们常常把这个当作律法。
And many times we regard this as a law.
如果我们看到我们妻子还在生气的时候，
If we see our wife is angry,
我们看到太阳下山了，我们就跟她说生气不能含怒到日落。
And then we will tell her, and then when the sun is go down, you cannot let your anger, go down with the sun.
哎，我们把这个当作一个律法。
We regard it as law.
这不是律法哈。
This is not a law.
今天没有一个人能够在旧人的里面守这个律法。
No one can keep the law in the old self.
如果你是里面仍然是一个旧人的话，你如果生气的话，日落的时候你还是要生气的。
If you live in your old self, when the sun goes down, if you're angry, you'll still be angry.
但有哪一个人你很非常生气的时候，突然之间太阳下山以后你就没有生气了？
Is anyone, if you're angry when you see the sun goes down and then you're angry, just disappear?
旧约圣经是这样说的。
Even the Bible says so.
那你是不是太阳一下山以后你的怒气就没有了呢？
Isn't that your angry disappear when you see the sun goes down?
如果是那样有多好呢？
How wonderful is it?
每次太阳下山以后呢，在家里就没有怒气了。
There will be no anger in the house when the sun goes down.
那每一个家都是和和乐乐的，等到晚上孩子回家以后呢，家里是没有争吵的，因为呢，生气不可到日落的。
And then all family are happy when everybody return home, because the Bible says, do not let the sun go down on your anger.
但是我们知道实际的情形不是这样。
And the reality is not like this.
因为只有一个新人能够有这样的一个表现。
Because only in our new self you can live such life.
在旧人的里面，这个是不可能做到的。
In the old self, there is no way we can do.
所以以弗所书不是告诉我们新约的律法，以弗所书乃是告诉我们这个新人的一个生活的表现。
The book of Ephesians is not law to us. It is talking about the manifestation of a new self.
所以不要把这个以弗所书第四章当作新约的律法来守。
Do not keep Ephesians chapter 4 as a law.
比如说他说也总要以恩慈相待。
And for example, it says you have to have grace on others.
存怜悯的心彼此饶恕。
And then you have to be merciful and forgive one another.
正如神在基督里面饶恕你们一样。
And it's like God has forgiven us.
你能够守这个律法吗？
Can you keep this law?
我们能够饶恕别人像基督饶恕我们一样吗？
Can we forgive others like Jesus forgive us?
这个在旧人里面是不可能做到的一件事情。
And there's impossible for us to do in our old self.
29节说污秽的言语一句都不可以出口的。
In verse 29 it says, let no unwholesome words proceed from your mouth.
一句都不能出口的。
Not even one word.
只要随时说造就人的好话。
But only such a word as is good for edification.
你每说一句话听见的人就得到造就了。
Each word that you spoke, it will be edified to the one who hears.
听见你话的人都得益处了。
And it's beneficial to whoever hears you.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情能够当律法来守吗？
Can we keep this as law?
这是不可能的，在旧人的里面是做不到的一件事情。
It is impossible in our old self.
所以这里面不是新约的律法。
This is not the law in the new
保罗告诉我们，这是一个新人的表现。
The Paul tells us this is a manifestation of a new self.
这不是来行律法，乃是要来做新人。
It is not to keep the law, it is to be a new self.
保罗说，只有一个智慧的人能够建立基督的身体。
And then Paul says only a wise man can build up the body of Christ.
一个糊涂的人不能建立基督的身体。
A foolish cannot build up the body of Christ.
一个醉酒的人不能建造基督的身体。
A drunk man cannot build up the body of Christ.
一个沉迷在这个世界里面的人是不能建立基督的身体的。
A person who enjoy this world will not build up the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天我问你，你是糊涂的人吗？
But sisters, I'm asking you, are you a foolish?
我想没有一个人会承认自己糊涂的。
Nobody think I'm foolish.
这胡言也不会承认他是糊涂的。
Brother Hu will not admit that.
对不对？胡言他不会承认我是糊涂的人。
Brother Hu will not admit I'm.
因为我们如果是个糊涂的人的话，我们也不会读书读到美国来，对吗
？If we are fool, we will not come to America.
所以我们这个人呢，一定不糊涂的。
And we don't think we're fool.
但是呢，我今天另外一个问题，我问弟兄，你明白主的旨意吗？
I will ask another question. Do you understand the will of God?
啊，很多人都承认，哎呀，我不明白主的旨意。
And many people would admit, I don't understand.
我告诉你，不明白主的旨意就是糊涂人。
Let me tell you, if you don't know the will of God, then you are a fool.
不是我说的，这是以弗所书保罗所说的。
I didn't say this. This is Paul said in Ephesians.
一个糊涂的人就是不明白主旨意的人。
A foolish man is a man who do not understand the will of God.
一个糊涂的人就不知道神在丈夫身上的旨意，神在妻子身上的旨意，神在儿女身上的旨意。
A foolish man will not understand the will of God on the husband, a wife, and then your children.
这样的人是不能够建立基督的身体的。
And such man will not build up the body of Christ.
这不是行律法。
It is not keep the law.
第五章不是律法。
Chapter 5 is not law.
第五章是告诉我们这个智慧的人在地上他是如何的生活。
In chapter 5 tells us how a wise man live on earth.
只有一个刚强的人能够建立基督的身体。
Only a strong person can build up the body of Christ.
这个刚强的人他有真理束腰的。
And then this strong man has a guard his ways with faith.
他有公义来护他的心的。
And you have a breastplate, with righteousness.
有平安做他的鞋子。
And he will put on the shoes.
他有救恩做他的头盔。
And have the helmet with salvation.
他有圣灵的宝剑。
And he has the sword of the Holy Spirit.
这些是律法吗？
Is this law?
今天我们能够靠着自己的力量去戴一个救恩的头盔吗？
Can we put the helmet of salvation by our own strength?
我们能够靠着自己的力量用一个护心镜来遮胸吗？
And can we put the breastplate as
找一个平安的福音的鞋子来穿一穿吗？
Can we put on a shoes as a gospel?
不可能的。
It's impossible.
这在一个旧人，在一个软弱的人，这些都是不可能的。
It is impossible in a weak and old self.
这是一个刚强人的一个表现。
That's a manifestation of a strong man.
这些事啊，做一个新人，做一个智慧人，做一个刚强的人，就是神来为我们建造家室。
Be wise, be strong, and that is how to build up the body of Christ.
因此神今天在我们身上的工作就是让我们每一个人从旧人变成新人。
The work of God on us, it is to turn us from an old man to a new self.
从一个糊涂人到做一个智慧人。
Become from an unwise to be a wise man.
从一个软弱的人做到一个刚强的人。
From weak to be strong.
然后我们才能够建立基督的身体。
Then we're able to build up the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常觉得我们在教会的侍奉里面觉得自己非常的软弱和无能。
And brothers and sisters, during our service, we often think that we are weak and we are unable to.
因为我们用一个旧人在想要建造基督的身体。
Because we try to build up the body of Christ in our old self.
我们是一个糊涂人想要建立基督的身体。
We are trying to build up the body of Christ with our unwise.
我们是一个软弱的人想要来建立基督的身体。
As weak, we try to build up the body of Christ.
是非常非常困难的。
That is very difficult.
因此如果我们要来建立基督的身体。
So if we want to build up the body of Christ,
我们必须首先要让神在我们身上为我们建立家室。
We first have to let God build up a house for us.
让圣灵在我们身上把我们这个旧人除去，穿上新人。
And let the Holy Spirit get rid of the old self and put on the new self.
让圣灵来启示我们，让我们这个人除去我们的迷糊，成为一个智慧人。
Let the Holy Spirit reveal us. Let us get rid of our unwise and be wise.
让神把我们的软弱除去，成为一个刚强的人。
Let the Holy Spirit remove our weaknesses and become strong.
让我们才能够来建立基督的身体。
Then we can build up the body of Christ.
我们稍微看一下，这第四章到第六章讲到这 三方面。
And let us look up these three aspects from chapter 4.
我们先来看神如何把我们从一个旧人做成一个新人。
And first of all, let's see how God turned us from the old self to a new self.
22节说要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，并且穿上新人。
And then chapter 22 it says you have to put off your lay aside your old man and put on the new man. 弟兄姊妹啊，
这是我们蒙恩得救的人一个最大的一个问题。
And this is a big problem for us.
我们最大的难处呢，就是我们想要在用这个行为上的这个旧人呢，来达到圣经的标准。
Our difficult is we try to use this old self to reach the new self.
这是完全不可能的一件事情。
This is impossible.
因此我们蒙恩得救一段时间以后呢，发现了这个信神的很难的。
And after a while, we think it is difficult to trust in the Lord.
很多事情呢，我们头脑里面是完全同意的。
And many times we just agree in our mind.
但在生活里面呢，就是一再的失败。
But we fail again and again in reality.
这个难处不是说那个圣经上的那个讲的是错的。
The difficulty doesn't mean the Bible is wrong.
那圣经上讲的都是对的。
And then what Bible tells us is all right.
但是那圣经上讲的是一个新人的一个表现。
But what the Bible tells us is manifestation of a new self.
一个旧人怎么可能有新人的表现呢？
A old self, how can you acting like a new man?
弟兄姊妹，如果你有一个老车1980年的车子。
If you have an old car made in 1980.
开到现在开了30多年了。
And then you drove for over 30 years.
这个车子是一个旧车，有旧车的表现，对吗？
And then this old car is just acting like an old car.
如果你现在呢，跟那个旧车说呢，你现在要表现呢，要像这个2018年的新车一样。
If you tell your old car you have to act like it is made in 2018.
你的声音呢，要小的，小到像那2018年的那个新车一样。
You have no loud voice, you have be quiet like made in 2018.
你那个省油呢，要省油像2018年的车子一样。
You have to be like economic in mileage like made in 2018.
里面的那个装潢设备要像2018年的车一样。
And all the decoration, all the material will be like brand new in 2018.
最好还要有 USB port.
It's better has a USB port.
你知道是不可能的。
That's impossible.
那个车是一个旧车。
Because that was an old car.
那是三四十年以前的车。
That was made 30 to 40 years ago,
那个车有旧车的一个表现。
That car acting like an old car.
你不能要让那个旧车有一个新车的表现。
That old car cannot be acting like a new car.
我们这个人是一个旧人呐。
We are a old.
我们里面有什么呢？
What do we have in the old self?
我们里面有很多东西的。
We have a lot in the old self.
有谎言。
Lies.
有苦毒。
And then bitterness.
当别人对不起我们的时候，我们里面有个东西叫苦毒。
And when people do something against us, we have bitterness.
有恼恨。
And we have hatred.
有愤怒。
And anger.
一切的恶毒。
And all the evil thinking.
当这些东西在我们里面的时候，如何能够凭爱心行事呢？
And then when we have those in our hearts, how can we do things in love?
如何能够以恩慈相待呢？
How can we have mercy on others?
因此需要神来建造我们。
And then we need God build us up first.
神的建造和人的建造刚好是相反的。
And it is opposite when God build us up, then we build us.
人的建造是加增。
And then when we build up, we try to add things up.
神的建造是减少。
And when God is cut things off.
所以当神来建造我们的时候，就把那个行为上的旧人脱去了。
When God build us up, He will lay aside all the old self.
旧的不去呢，新的就不能来。
If the old one is not get rid of, the new are not coming.
这个把旧人除去以后呢，才可以穿上新人。
And then we first have to lay aside the old self, then we can put on the new self.
这个新人是照着神的形象所造的。
The new self is created by the image of God.
只有这个新人才能够有新人的表现。
And only this new self can act like new.
只有一个新人能够生气，但是不犯罪。
And only in the new self we can be angry but not sin.
你看主耶稣也生气的。
Even the Lord has anger.
主耶稣的确生气了。
Yeah, he did have anger.
但是主耶稣没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
只有一个新人能够生气又不到日落的。
Only a new self, you can be angry, but you do not let the sun.
只有一个新人在他的里面找不到污秽的言语。
Only in the new self, you will not see, you will not find unwholesome words.
只有一个新人他所说出来的话是造就人的话。
And only in the new self, whatever you say is edified to others.
只有一个新人能够彼此饶恕。
Only in the new self, you can forgive one another.
像神在基督里面饶恕我们人一样。
And like the Lord forgave us in Christ.
今天我们人有一个极大的难处。
We have in difficulty.
在救人里面有一个极大的难处，就是不能够真实的饶恕别人。
And in the old self, we have a difficulty is we cannot truly forgive someone.
今天我们许许多多的那个心理、生理的难处，都是因为我们里面对人不能够一个真实的饶恕。
There are many difficulties psychologically. That's because we cannot truly forgive someone.
这个在旧人里面呢是没有真实的饶恕的。
And then in the old self, there will be no true forgiveness.
如果我们里面对人有不能饶恕的光景
，If we have unforgiveness,
表示我们那个旧人还在我们身上。
That means we still live in the old self.
唯一的解决方式就是把旧人脱去。
The only way to solve the problem is you have to put aside the old
self.新人才能够有真实的饶恕。
And only in new self you can forgive others truly.
好，我讲了这么多了，然后你要问了，那我怎么脱去旧人呢
？And I'm talking about so many. Tell me how I can put aside my old self.
也许我已经说服你了，我们要脱去旧人，要穿上新人。那你要我怎么脱去呢？我怎么穿上呢
？I already persuaded you. I need put aside my old self and put on the new. But how?
都在几幅所书里面。
It's all in Book of Ephesians.
怎么样脱去旧人呢
？How do we put aside?
怎么样穿上新人呢
？How do we put on the new man?
不要叫圣灵担忧啊
！Do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
如果你不叫圣灵担忧的话，你就能够脱去旧人。
If you do not grieve the Holy Spirit, then you are put aside.
如果你不叫圣灵担忧的话呢，你就能穿上新人。
If you do not grieve.The Holy Spirit that you have put on the new self.
圣灵在我们身上是做这么一件宝贵的事情。
The Holy Spirit does such precious thing on us.
他告诉我们什么是旧人，什么是新人。
It tells us what is the old self, what is the new self.
当我们里面呢，倾向那个旧人表现的时候，圣灵是担忧的。
When we tend to live in the old self, the Holy Spirit grieves.
如果里面呢，你想望那个新人的表现的时候，里面是平安的。
When you have an acting like in the new self, you experience peace.
因此这件事情在我们身上每天都在发生呢。
This happens on us every day.
你要做这个选择的时候，圣灵是担忧的。
When you choose this way, then you grieve the Holy Spirit.
你要做那个选择的时候，圣灵是平安的。
When you do the other choice, then you bring peace to the Holy Spirit.
你要说这一句话的时候，圣灵是担忧的。
When you say this, then you grieve the Holy Spirit.
你说那一句话的时候，圣灵是平安的。
When you speak like that, and then you find the Holy Spirit receive peace.
我们有一个选择。
We have a choice.
我们要选择让圣灵担忧呢。
Do we choose to let the Holy Spirit grieve?
还是选择让圣灵平安呢
？Or we choose to let Holy Spirit be peaceful?
如果我们选择不叫圣灵担忧
，If we choose not to grieve the Holy Spirit,
我们听从圣灵的带领。
We listen to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这个旧人就脱去了。
Then our old self be.Put aside.
那新人就穿上了。
Then we put on the new self.
如果我们在生活里面天天这样学习
，If we learn in this in our life daily,
这个天然那个行为上的旧人就能够慢慢的被圣灵一次一次的脱去了。
The natural old self will be put aside by the Holy Spirit.
这个时候呢，我们就能够有一个新人的表现。
Then we will act like a new self.
弟兄姊妹，不要用一个旧人。想要达到新人的标准。
But sisters, do not reach your standard, in your old self.
这就是建造。
That is to building up.
在哪里有顺服，哪里神就能建造。
And then God will build up, and wherever we obey.
如果今天我们在凡事上能够学习不叫圣灵担忧。
If we learn not to grieve the Holy Spirit on everything,
我们这个人就一天一天从这个旧人就转到那个新人了。
And daily, and we will turn from our old self.
弟兄姊妹，我们都有孩子。
But sisters, we will have children.
当你 看见这个孩子长大的时候。
When you see your children grow up.
如果这个孩子不叫你替你担忧，你有多幸福啊
！And then how happy, how blessed you are if your children not grieve you, worry you.
我想我们中间有孩子的人一定都同意这句话。
If you have children, you will agree.
如果你有个孩子，他不在你的身边，但是你从来不需要为他担忧的。
If you have a child, it's not live with you, but you will never worry about him.
你是一个有福的人呢。
You are blessed.
反过来。如果你有一个儿子或一个女儿，他让你心里非常忧愁的。
If you have a child, son or daughter, if he lets you worry a lot,
是一个属灵沉重的一个担子。
And it has a heavenly spiritual burden.
所以同样的，今天我们做神的儿女，我们要学习不让圣灵担忧。
As children of God, we need learn do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
这是一个最基本的一个属灵的操练。
And this is a basic spiritual practice.
所以我们需要在神的话语里面来看见那个属灵的那个路在哪里。
And then we will see and what is the way in a spiritual way in the words of God.
属灵的路不是高言大志。
And then the spiritual way is not like something you can say.
属灵的路来自在每天的生活里面有没有让圣灵担忧
Your spiritual way is in on your daily life. Do you grieve the Holy Spirit?
如果我们在这件事情上能够认真的来学习
If we learn on this matter seriously,
不让圣灵在任何一件事情来担忧
Do not grieve Holy Spirit on everything we do.
你行为上的旧人就被脱去了
The old self in action is being put
on. 圣灵要为你穿上那个新人。
The Holy Spirit will put on the new self to you.
然后你发现这里面所说的这些话能够在你的身上实现。
Then you see what says in the Ephesians will be reality to you.
不是你自己能做的。
It is not what you can do.
是神在你身上所建造的一个结果。
And that is the consequence that God has already building up on you.
因为神替你建造了家室。
Because God has built up a family, a house for you.
当神替你建造了这个家室
And when God built up this house for you,
你可以起来建造基督的身体
Then you can rise up to build up the body of Christ.
第二
Secondly,
要做智慧的人
We need become wise.
以弗所书第五章十五节你们要谨慎行事不要像愚昧人要像智慧人
Ephesians chapter 5 verse 15 it says therefore be careful how you walk.Not as unwise man, but as wise.
什么叫智慧人呢
？What is called a wise man?
以弗所书告诉我们有两件事情。
Ephesians tells us there's two things.
一个是爱惜光阴。
And one is you have to make up your time.
爱惜光阴就是抓住机会。
And you make up your time is mean you get hold of the opportunities.
因为现在的世代邪恶。
Because this world is evil.
这个世界要做一件事情。
This day will do one thing.
就是让我们在地上有限的年日里面，神无法建造我们的家室。
And then he is let us do not build up the build up house for God in our limited life.
要脱去旧人，要穿上新人，是需要一段时间的。
If you it needs take time to put aside the old self and to put on the new.
仇敌的诡计是在你有生之年，让神没有办法在你身上来建立家室。
And the scheme of the adversary is in your lifetime, he will not let you to build up the house for God.
我们每一个人在地上的年日是有限的。
Our days on the earth is limited.
仇敌要让在这个有限的时间里面，神没有办法把你的旧人脱去，没有办法穿上新人。
In this unlimited time, what the enemy does is he will let you not able to put aside your old self and put on the new self.
神在摩西身上花了40年的时间。
God spent 40 days on Moses.
才把他的这个旧人除去了。
And then put aside Moses' old self.
我们很多人没有40年了。
We don't have 40 years.
因此我们需要爱惜光阴。
So that we need to make up our time.
我们要抓住神量给我们的每一个机会。
We need to get hold of every opportunity that the Lord gave us.
让神能够把我们行为上的旧人能够除去的。
And that God will put aside the action from our old self.
这件事情是神不断要做的工作。
And then God will do this constantly.
你知道在彼得的身上一直到加拉太书第二章他都还有行为上的旧人。
In Peter, even in Galatians chapter 2, he still have the old self.
在彼得在加拉太书第二章的时候他和外邦人一起坐着吃饭。
And then in Galatians chapter 2, and Peter still ate with those
外邦人，人头。
Gentiles.
他听说这个雅各那边有人来了。
And he heard someone is from James.
他就起来跟外邦人分开来了。
And then he departed from the Gentiles.
这是行为上的救人。
That is the action from the old self.
你看，一直到加拉太书第二章，神仍然要来对付这彼得身上行为上的旧人。
God still have to deal with Peter and his old self until to the chapter 2 in Galatians.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们时间不多了。
And dear brothers, we don't have much time.
我们信主已经很多年日了。
We have become Christian for many years.
从我们信主那一天到现在，神在我们身上建造了家室，建造了多少？
And from the day we were saved till now, how much you allow God build up the house for you?
因此我们要做一个智慧人。
Therefore, we need be wise.
要爱惜光阴。
We need make up our time.
要抓住机会。
We need get hold of all the opportunities.
第二，什么叫智慧人呢？
What is called wise?
智慧人就是不要做糊涂人。
And that means do not be unwise.
糊涂人就是不知道神的旨意。
And the unwise, they don't know the will of God.
我们虽然做丈夫的。
As husband,
我们不知道神在做丈夫身上的旨意是什么。
We do not know the will of God that led as a husband in God's will.
我们做妻子的
as wives,
不知道神在妻子身上的旨意是什么。
We do not know the will of God on wives.
这叫做糊涂人啊。
That is called unwise.
我们做子女的
as children,
也不知道神在子女身上的旨意是什么。
We do not know the will of God on children.
这是今天所有家庭问题的一个根源啊。
That is the basic problems in a family.
什么叫做家庭的问题呢？
What is the problem of a family?
用一句话来讲，
in one word,
一个家庭有问题呢，是因为有一个糊里糊涂的丈夫，加上一个糊涂的妻子，加上一群糊涂的儿女。
A family full of problems, there must be a unwise husband, unwise wife, and unwise children.
难怪家里有许多的问题。
No wonder there are so many problems in the family.
为什么妻子会觉得我不应当顺服呢？
And why do the wives think I do not obey my husband?
你不明白神的旨意。
Because you do not understand the will of God.
因为什么丈夫不能够爱妻子呢？
And why a husband cannot love his wife?
不明白神的旨意。
Because he does not understand the will of God.
如果我们明白神的旨意，
If we understand the will of God,
我们就知道爱自己的妻子是最智慧的一件事。
And we know love our wife is the wise choice.
顺服自己的丈夫是最智慧的一件事。
Subject to your husband is a wise action.
孝敬自己的父母是最智慧的一件事。
Obey your parents, that's wise.
在工作上服侍你的老板就像服侍主是最智慧的一件事。
It is wise if you obey your boss like you obey the Lord.
我们如果有仆人的话不偏待他们是最智慧的一件事。
If you have a servant, you will treat as with right, and that means you do right thing.
神要把我们从一个糊涂人做成一个智慧的人。
God wants turn us from unwise to wise.
只有智慧的人能够建立基督的身体。
Only a wise man can build up the body of Christ.
那我怎么做智慧的人？
And how can we be wise?
也许你现在明白了，你需要成为智慧的人。
Now you understand you need to be wise.
你现在明白了，不要做糊涂的人。
Now you understand you cannot be unwise.
如何能够离开那个迷糊，进入智慧呢？
And how can we depart from our foolish action and into wisdom?
也在以弗所书里面。
It's also in Book of Ephesians.
有消极的方面，有积极的一面。
There is negative portion, there is a positive
portion. 我们先说消极的那一面。
That is talking about the negative part.
消极的那一面就是不要醉酒啊。
And the negative part is do not get drunk.
就是不要沉醉这个世界的里面。
That is, you do not drunk with the world.
一个人一旦爱世界呢，就犹如醉酒一样。
If this person loved the world, he's like a drunk with wine.
不会明白神的旨意。
You will not understand the will of God.
弟兄姊妹，酒有一个很特别的一个表现的。
You know, wine has a special feature.
刚开始的时候呢，酒是带给你快乐的。
And then in the beginning, the wine will bring you happiness.
但是最后呢，酒会把你捆绑起来的。
At the end, you will be addicted to it.
这就是世界。
That is the world.
世界刚开始是带给我们快乐的。
The world will bring us joy, happiness.
但是如果你沉迷在世界里面呢，这世界成为你的辖制。
If you enjoy it too much, this world will become it will become your constraint.
这一个醉酒的人没有办法成为智慧的人的。
A man who gets drunk with wine is unable to become wise.
所以保罗说不要醉酒的。
And so Paul says, do not get drunk with wine.
那要怎么样呢？
And then what we do?
积极了要被圣灵充满。
And then in the positive way, we have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做被圣灵充满？
What is to be filled with the Spirit?
圣灵充满就是让圣灵在我们身上有完全的主权啊。
And then to be filled with the Holy Spirit is let him to be, has the sovereignty on us.
神的那个意念呢是我的意念。
And then God's will is my will.
神的旨意呢就是我的旨意。
And God's purpose is my purpose.
神的那个情感就是我的情感。
God's emotion is my emotion.
我们对事情的看法和神对事情的看法是一致的。
The perspective we see a thing, it will be as same as what the, what God thinks.
神在我们身上有一个完全的主权。
Then God's will be the first place in us.
这叫做圣灵的充满。
That is called be filled with the Spirit.
所以一个人如果被圣灵充满的时候
When a person be filled with the Spirit,
他就能够看见原来万事都是互相效力的。
And he will see,Then, all things work for good.
不管是好的事、坏的事、顺利的事、不顺利的事，都是互相效力的。
No matter things are good or bad and smooth or unsmooth, they all work for good together.
叫那个爱神的人来得益处的。
And they will be beneficial to the one who loved the Lord.
因此这样的一个人，他能够满心的赞美主。
And then such person will be truly praise the Lord.
常常感谢父神。
And then he will praise the Father unceasingly.
口唱心和的赞美神。
And then they will sing hymns and songs.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常主日的时候唱赞美诗歌，赞美神。
And then in our Sundays, we often sing hymns and psalms.
但是我们口唱的时候，我们的心有没有合呢？
But when we sing in our mouths, is our heart in accord?
一个糊涂人也可以唱诗赞美神。
A foolish man can praise Lord.
但是糊涂人唱的时候，不过是在唱诗歌就是了，心里面是没有合的。
And when an unwise man praises the Lord, and when he sings in his mouth, but his heart is not refined.
但是一个智慧的人来唱诗赞美神的时候，他是口唱心和的来赞美神。
And then as a wise man, when he sings a song, praise the Lord in his mouth, his heart responds too.
心里面存敬畏的心，顺服神的旨意，也知道彼此顺服。
And then they will be, fear the Lord, and they will obey one another.
在教会侍奉上呢，最艰难的一件事情是弟兄们彼此顺服。
In the service at the church, the most difficult thing is the brothers, they will obey one another.
在糊涂人当中是做不到的。
And then it is impossible to, among the unwise.
只有智慧人才能够彼此顺服。
And only the wise man can obey from one another.
因此神必须要把我们的糊涂除去，让我们成为智慧人，我们才能够建立基督的身体。
So God has to put aside our unwise and let us to be wise, then we can build up the body of Christ.
这叫做让神来为我们建造家室。
This is called to let God build up a house for us.
第三，要做一个刚强的人。
And the third, we need to be strength in, of his might.
怎么做刚强的人？
How do we be strong?
跟弟兄姊妹听弟兄们姊妹交通的时候，最常听到的一句话就是：“哎，我最近很软弱。”
And then we sometimes hear brothers and sisters share that, "Oh, I'm very weak recently."
我想这个是正常的。
I think that's normal.
因为我们在一个旧人的里面呢、啊，要达到新人的标准，当然是软弱的嘛。
Of course, we're weak in the old self to reach the new.
那在一个新人的标准里面，那个旧人想要去达到的话，我们永远那个感觉都是软弱。
And then, if we try to be in the new self, we always feel like we are weak.
若一个迷糊的人想要达到那个智慧人的那个标准，那个迷糊的人永远觉得自己软弱。
A unwise try to be wise.He always feels he's weak.
对弟兄姊妹，我们里面有那个软弱的感觉，这是不错的。
And if we feel that we are weak, then you're right.
这是一个正常的一个感觉。
That is a normal feeling.
若一个旧人在这个新人的标准面前不觉得软弱，那才是奇怪呢。
And it is strange if you don't feel weak if you try to reach to your new self.
好，那我们软弱，那我们怎么样成为一个刚强的人？
And we are weak, then how can we be strong?
但是我们要成为一个刚强的人之前，我们需要知道什么叫做刚强。
When we become strong, we need to know what is the strength.
这个刚强呢，以弗所书告诉我们是两个意思。
And then Ephesians tells us there's two meaning to be strong.
第一个意义，刚强就是一个人是靠主的。
And then first of all, if we are strong, this person is in the Lord.
一个人是不是刚强啊？其实不是这个人本身怎么样。
It is not that what this person can do if he's strong.
一个人是不是刚强，乃是在乎这个人靠主还是靠自己。
Is this person strong? It is depends if this person does things on his own or in the Lord.
一个人靠自己一定是软弱的。
This person, if he does things on his own, he must be weak.
只有一个人靠主的时候，他才是刚强的。
Only when he do things in the Lord, and then he will be strong.
你看，那个大卫是一个孩子，站在那个巨人哥利亚面前呢，他是刚强的。
When David is like a child, but before he stand before Goliath, he is strong.
那个刚强不是在大卫的本身啊。
And then the strength is not in David himself.
那个刚强是因为大卫是靠主的。
Because David be strong is in the name of the Lord.
因为他是靠耶和华的。
Because he's in the name of the Lord.
因为靠主，大卫在哥利亚面前成为刚强。
In the name of the Lord, and David becomes strong before Goliath.
加勒和约书亚是刚强的人。
Caleb and Joshua are strong.
不是因为他们两个人本身有什么特别。
It is not what they are special.
但是因为他们里面相信可以靠着神能够胜过迦南人。
Because they believe by the Lord that they can overcome the Canaanites.
他们是刚强是因为他们是靠着神的人。
They were strong because they are in the name of the Lord.
今天我们要成为一个刚强的人，不在乎我们做什么事情。
If we are strong, it's not depend what we can do.
今天呢是在乎我们到底靠谁啊。
It is about by whose name.
到底我们在地上是靠什么呢？
And then by what?
如果你在地上除了神以外，你不靠其他的，你是一个刚强的人。
If you do everything in the name of the Lord, then you are strong.
如果我们在地上靠许多其他的事物的话，我们必定是一个软弱的人。
If we depend on all other things, then we must be weak.
这是同一个以弗所书里面告诉我们什么叫做刚强。
This is the first meaning, it tells us what is to be strong.
那第二呢？那刚强呢，就是有全副的军装了。
And then the second one is to be strong as you have the full armor of God.
能够抵挡仇敌的诡计。
And then you can against all the scheming from the enemy.
在一切为难的当中呢，仍然可以站立得住。
And then you can stand firm in all the distress.
这叫做刚强。
That is called to be strong.
今天我们能站得住还是不能站住？
Can we stand firm or not?
当我们遇见仇敌的那个诡计来的时候，
When the enemy come trick us.
假设今天我们这里很多弟兄在这里。
And then when there are many brothers.
现在仇敌呢射诡计来了，火箭射来了。
And then there was an arrow come from the enemy.
到底有几个人在那个火箭之后还可以站立得住的呢？
And how many can be stand firm?
那个站立得住的那叫做刚强。
If we can stand firm, that you are strong.
如果不能够承担那个仇敌的诡计的人，那就是软弱。
And if you fall from the arrow of the enemy, then you are weak.
好，那我们怎么做刚强的人呢？
And then how can we be strong?
怎么样能够靠主呢？
How can we do things by the Lord?
如何能够穿上这全副的军装呢？
How can we put on the full armor of God?
弟兄姊妹啊，
Brothers and sisters,
我们读那个使徒行传的时候，
When we read the book of Acts,
我们觉得那个时候的教会真是刚强啊。
And then, we think the church, back then were strong.
尤其他们把彼得约翰抓到公会里面。
And then one time they take Peter to the synagogue.
然后呢，就跟他们讲，不可以奉耶稣基督的名教训别人。
And they told Peter, you cannot teach others in the name of Jesus.
如果你是彼得和约翰，你说什么呢？
If you are Peter and John, what do you do?
如果胡言弟兄你被抓起来了。
And then, Brother Hu, if you are arrested.
抓到 FBI 去了。
And then, by FBI.
FBI 说胡言弟兄从此以后不可以奉耶稣基督的名讲论，也不能用耶稣基督的名教训人。
And then the FBI tells you, you cannot teach people in the name of Jesus.
胡言弟兄你说什么呢？
And what do you say?
我不知道他会说什么。
I don't know what he was going to say.
但彼得约翰说什么呢？
But what Peter and John said.
彼得约翰说啊，听从你们不听从神，置在神面前呢是不合理的。
This is not right if I listen to you, not listen to God.
你们自己衡量吧。
And then you just do whatever you think is right.
连弟兄，你在 FBI 的面前敢讲这个话吗
？Can you say such word before FBI?
不知道啊。
We don't know.
如果你敢讲的话，你是刚强的。
If you can say so, then you are strong.
当时的教会非常刚强的。
And then the first church, they were strong.
有一次。弟兄姊妹在一起祷告啊。
And one time brothers and sisters they will pray together.
那个祷告以后啊。
After they pray.
那个祷告的地方震动了。
And then even the earth are shaked.
这就是当时教会的刚强啊。
And that is how strong they were.
我不知道今天我们礼拜二祷告会完以后那个大宝家有没有震动一下啊。
I don't know, after the prayer meeting, our brother, Da Bao's house is shaking.
或者我们在金富家有没有震动一下啊
?And or in our brother Jing's house.
啊当初弟兄姊妹祷告以后呢这个地会震动的。
Back then, after they pray, the earth shake, their house shake.
你就知道当时的教会有多刚强。
Now you know how strong they were.
为什么他们刚强
?Why they were so strong?
你读使徒行传的时候你就知道为什么他们刚强。
When you read the book of Acts, then you know.
因为他们靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求并且在此警醒不倦为圣徒祈求。
Because they were with all prayers and petition pray at all time in spirit, and with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all.
使徒行传第三章第一节告诉我们彼得约翰在伸出到圣殿去祷告。
And then in the Acts it tells us, Peter and John, they went to the synagogue and prayed.
In the ninth hour. 使徒行传没有说彼得约翰在礼拜二晚上去到教会祷告。
And the Acts didn't tell us, on Tuesday evening, they went there and then prayed.
他说在伸出。
It says at the ninth hour.
表示他每一天在伸出的时候他们聚在一起祷告。
It is every day at the ninth hour, they get together and pray.
不但他们早晨祷告
，Not only in the morning，
我们知道他们夜里也祷告的
，And also in the evening。
因为有一次把彼得被关起来的时候
，Because one time Peter was arrested。
那个天使呢，就出现在监牢里面呢，释放了那个彼得。
And then the angels came to the prison and they released Peter。
所以彼得就被带出监牢了。
And then Peter was taken out of the jail。
是在夜里的时候
，It is in the evening。
他就去马可的母亲玛利亚的家里。
And then he went to Mary, the mother of Mark.
那里圣徒在那里祷告。
And then with all the saints, they prayed.
所以你看，他们祷告是每天的。
They pray every day.
他们祷告是多次的。
And then it's in at all times.
不但在伸出的时候祷告。
Not only in the ninth hour.
他们夜里的时候也祷告。
And also in the evenings.
他们常常随时多方的祷告。
And they pray at all time.And in, at everywhere.
这就是那个时候教会刚强的一个原因。
That is one of the reasons why the church was so strong at that time.
祷告是我们依靠主的一个标志。
And then to pray is a significant mark for we to rely on the Lord.
多祷告表示对神多有依靠。
And then if we pray more, that means we rely on the Lord more.
少祷告就对表示我们对主少有依靠。
If we pray less, that means we rely on the Lord less.
不祷告就是对神没有依靠。
If we don't pray, that means we don't rely on the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫刚强？刚强就是靠主。
And then, dear brothers and sisters, what is to be strong? To be strong is we have to do things by the Lord.
因此当我们在一起建造基督的身体的时候要成为一个刚强的人。
And when we build up the body of Christ, we need to be strong.
也就是表示我们要成为一个祷告的人。
And that means we need to become a man of a prayer.
借着圣徒的祷告我们才能够穿起全副的军装。
And then we can put the full armor of God through the prayers from all saints.
所以今天我们 在一起要来建造基督的身体。
If we want to build up the body of Christ together,
先要让神在我们身上建立家室。
And first of all, we need let the Lord build up a house for us.
让我们成为一个刚强的人。
Let us to be a strong.
成为一个靠主的人。
To be a person who does everything by the Lord.
成为一个祷告的人。
And become a person who pray.
这叫做神为我们建造家室。
That is to call the God build up a house for us.
这样的人才能够起来建造基督的身体。
And such person can rise up, build up the body of Christ.
所以神要在我们身上做这三件事情。
So God will do three things on us.
第一个是成为新人。
And first of all, to be a new self.
我们的操练是不要叫圣灵担忧。
And then our practices do not grieve the Holy Spirit.
第二是要成为智慧人。
And the second is to be wise.
那要被圣灵充满。
Will be filled with the Spirit.
圣灵在我们身上得着那个主权。
And then may the Holy Spirit has the sovereignty over us.
第三要成为一个刚强的人。
And thirdly, we need to be strong.
要靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求。
And then with the Spirit, we have to pray all at all time in the Spirit.
所以发现这三方面都是圣灵的工作。
And then we discover this all three matter are all the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以神是借着圣灵来为我们建造家室。
By the Spirit, in the Spirit that God build up house for us.
难怪保罗在以弗所书第一章要这样祷告。
And no wonder Paul pray in Book of Ephesians chapter 1.
他说将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，叫你们真知道他。
And then say, send us the spirit of wisdom and revelation, and let us to truly acknowledge him.
难怪他在第三章十六节要这样祷告，求他借着他的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们的心里的力量刚强起来。
And then no wonder, and he will says, you will be strength in the spirit of his righteousness and truth.
我们感谢主神把这个灵赐给我们。
And then we thank the Lord he gave us this spirit.
他赐给我们启示的灵。
He gave us a spirit of revelation.
启示的灵能够让一个旧人变成一个新人。
A spirit of revelation will make the old self to a new self.
这灵每一天在我们的生活里面来启示我们什么是新人，什么是旧人。
The Holy Spirit will reveal us every day. And what is the old self, what is the new self?
如果我们能够接受这个启示的灵在我们里面，我们能够脱去那个旧人的行为，穿上那个新人的行为。
If we receive the spirit of revelation, then we're able to put aside the old self and put on the new self.
这个灵也是一个智慧的灵。
And this spirit is a spirit of wisdom.
因此我们要被这个智慧的灵来掌管。
And then we need be governed by this spirit of wisdom.
成为一个智慧的人。
Become a wise man.
乃先知道神的旨意如何。
And then we will know the will of God.
无论我们是在地上扮什么角色。
And no matter what role we play on the earth.
我们知道神的旨意在哪里。
And then we know where is the will of God.
神的灵也是一个刚强的灵。
The spirit of God is a spirit of power.
借着这个刚强的灵呢，我们可以来祷告。
And with the spirit of power that we can pray.
借着这个刚强的灵，我们一同来侍奉。
And then and we can serve in this the spirit of power.
这是我们今天能够建造基督的身体。
And this is what we can build up the body of Christ.
但是主借着这三章的圣经让我们看见今天我们到底如何来建造基督的身体。
And through these three chapters, the Lord led us to see how do we build up the body of
Christ. 其实不是要我们做什么。
It is not what we can do.
乃是要让神在我们身上来建造家室。
It is let the Lord build up a house for us.
如果我们每一个人都能够接受神的工作让除去我们的旧人。
If we accept the work of God and then to lay aside our old self.
如果我们能够接受圣灵的工作除去我们里面的糊涂。
And if we receive the work of the Holy Spirit to get rid of the unwise from us,
接受圣灵的工作，除去我们里面的软弱。
Receive the work of the Holy Spirit to get to lay aside the weakness from us.
让我们进入那个新人的行为。
And then we will enter into the reality of to be a
智慧人的行为。
And the reality of a wise man.
那个刚强人的行为。
The reality to be a strong.
这样神就能够借着我们把他的身体建立起来。
Then God will build up His body.Through our deeds.
但愿神能够让我们清楚看见他在我们身上所要做的事。
And then may the Lord let us to clearly see what work He will have done on us.
也让我们一起来配合。
Let us to rise up to cooperate work together.
让神在教会的里面能够为许多的弟兄姊妹建造家室。
And then may the Lord will build up many houses.At church.
让许多的弟兄姊妹可以起来建立基督的身体。
So many brothers and sisters will rise up to build up the body of Christ.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们求你，在对我们心里说话。
Lord, please speak to our hearts.
在用圣灵来开启我们里面的心。
And then review.Yourself to us, to our
只有当圣灵开启我们的时候，我们能够承认我们自己里面仍然有许多旧人的行为。
And only when the Holy Spirit reveal you to us, then we admit that we have a lot of
圣灵在我们里面来做这个寻找的工作。
And may the Holy Spirit seek us.
把我们里面所有那些旧人的行为都能够放在光明当中。
And then put all the old self deeds in the light.
让我们也借着圣灵的帮助，能够脱。去那些行为上的旧人。
By the help of the Holy Spirit, we will put aside all the old self.
主啊，让我们看见你在每一件事情上都有你的旨意。
And then we see that you have your will be done on everything.
那我救我们脱离这个世界的迷惑。
And then save us from this world.
让没有一位弟兄姊妹沉醉在这个世界的酒当中。
Let no brother or sister will be drunk with the world.
我们可以在主的里面来做智慧人。
And then we can become wise.In the Lord.
让我们能够靠着主，随时多方为圣徒祷告。
And then in the Spirit, we can pray all times for all saints.
兴起那些靠主而刚强的人。
And rise up those who be strong for the Lord.
好让你的身体在地上能够得到建立。
So that your body will be built up on the earth.
主，我们感谢你，不是我们能够做什么。
Lord, we thank you. It is not that what we can do.
你已经把那荣耀的灵赐给我们。
You have already given us the glorious Spirit.
就住在我们的里面。
It dwells among us.
主啊，求你借着你的话。
By your words.
让我们能够顺服在你圣灵的引导当中。
And let us to obey the guidance of your spirit.
接受圣灵在我们身上的建造。
And accept the building work from the Holy Spirit.
让神借着圣灵能够在我们的身上为我们建造家室。
And Lord, we allow you to build up house for us in the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你给我们一点这样的时间。
And then we thank you for the time you have for us.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
May you bless your own words.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.